Good morning, and thanks for listening to KRFY. This is the morning show edition of Garden Life. My name is Julie Perchinski, and I'm here in the studio with my ever-present co-host, Julie Calamine. Good morning, Julie.
Hey, good morning, Julie Perchinski.
I'm also here with representatives from the fair. We've got Taylor Hill and Gina Gibson here to talk about everything Bonner County Fair. Thanks, gals, for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are excited about it because we've had a little preview. But first, a weather report, everybody. And you know what? It's kind of a good week, I think, for mid-August, Julie, or
yes,
getting to be mid-August. Because for one thing, it's not just blaringly hot. And we've got some cooler temps and some chances of rain. So for today, it looks like we've got mostly, for today, mostly sunny, high of 81, and then tonight a low of 54. But starting Wednesday, the weather's changing a bit. Highs in the low 70s and chances of rain. On Wednesday, 20%. Wednesday night, 60%. These lows are getting down in the low 50s again, Julie.
Yay.
So it's that late summer feeling. And Wednesday night, 60% chance of rain. Thursday, 80% chance of rain. And they're not saying sprinkles, they're saying showers.
Yes, I heard a little bit of hard rain.
Yeah, my grass could definitely use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then oh my gosh, a low in the high 40s on Thursday night. So it is. There's some cooling off. You better get your swimming done, everybody, because
absolutely,
that really starts to cool off the big lake and the little lakes. Then over the weekend, sunny and highs up in those upper 70s and lower 80s. So it should be a beautiful weekend.
Yes, it should. And then next week is the start of Fair Week.
Exactly.
Not this coming week, but the
next
week.
And hopefully sunny skies for that, and not too much rain as everybody sets up. Well, let's get into this great interview.
Right, at the fair. That's
yes,
where we're going today.
At the fair.
The Bonner County Fair is just around the corner, as we've said, and we have Taylor Hill, events coordinator with the fair, and Gina Gibson, 4-H program coordinator with the Extension Office. And they're here to give us all the details. The Bonner County Fair started in 1927. And it's a free fair, strictly educational, without games of chance, races, or other entertainment to detract from educational exhibits and programs. In other words, the focus of the 4-H fair is on the kids. And I thought that was really interesting. That's the mission of the fair when you look at the history of our Bonner County Fair. Now, beginning with Taylor. Taylor, tell us a little bit about your journey to be part of the fair organization and how you grew up and if you were part of 4-H as a kid.
Yeah, so I was in 4-H as a child, and I was in the 4-H horse programs. I did shotgun and rifle projects, and I have to say that 4-H and the Bonner County Fair helped me grow a lot as a young woman, and just taught me so much. It was such a huge educational part of my childhood, and I'm really, really blessed to be back and be such a huge part of our fair. So my current position now, I get to help coordinate events, big to small, year-round at the fairgrounds. I get to work with our sponsors, and there's lots of other little things that come my way in each day, and I'm just really blessed to be able to be there and then also work with our 4-H'ers and Gina as well.
Yeah. Great.
Well, so it's definitely a full-time job because the fair is the big event, but things are going on all year at the state fair. At the fairgrounds. We'll talk about that later. We don't want to detract from what's going to happen next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Gina, give us a little introduction of your position and your trip to the fair.
So I was fortunate to grow up in the 4-H program from the age of 8 when you can enter until I aged out at 18. And so I was involved in, we lived on a farm, so I had all the critters. I had sheep and I did the pigs, and we did all the projects, home ec projects we called them then, had clothing and sewing and cooking. I did bread making. We tried everything a little bit. My dad was actually the extension agent for our county.
Gosh.
So we, 4-H was our basically
yes,
our life. And so it was just and a great opportunity when the position opened up in Bonner County for a 4-H coordinator. So I jumped on that. And I've had a great time. I've been here for 3 years in the program. This will be my third fair. And so we're just having a great time getting to know the kids and working with them to do all the projects. We love our volunteers. So it's been a great program. And I'm glad to be back in it. So
great. Is it normal for a fair to be this focused on 4-H and the kids and not have the Midway or any of the rides or anything? Is that common?
I think that, you know, kind of looking throughout the United States and the Midwest, I think there's a variety for sure. And I've noticed that up here, especially, you know, we have the Boundary County Fair, and they're kind of the same way with, mm-hmm. with their educational programs. Looking at the North Idaho State Fair, they definitely tend to their community, and it's such a fun fair to go to and attend, but they still have great educational programs as well. So I would say that we're not necessarily unique to the area, but looking at the broader scheme of things, I think it's very, very great that we're holding on to those educational aspects and keeping our youth involved in our growth.
That's great.
And does every county in the state do a county fair or not necessarily?
I don't think necessarily. I think most do, but I do think there are a few that maybe just don't have the community that is interested or that's involved. But we're very fortunate to have a community that is involved and interested in keeping this going. So
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Gina, how many 4-H clubs are there?
So Bonner County has 11 active clubs in our area. We have approximately 380 kids enrolled this year in our 4-H program, and we have 94 volunteers that have volunteered to help out our program this year. So we're very active. We have lots of different activities and projects going on. So we are a great program. It's growing in a lot, and we have a lot of kids.
I think we should have a contest on which is the best name of the 4-H groups. We've got Baldy's Colored Cavalry,
yes.
and Beaver Creek Critters, and Kerrywood Eager Beavers. I just think that is so great. And where they're located, are those kids live there, or can kids join any 4-H group in the county?
Well, kids can join any group in the county. We do have specific clubs in specific areas. So mm-hmm. I have Hoodoo Hustlers is out in our Priest River area, Kerrywood's in Kerrywood area. We do have a Sagal Saddle Tramps in that particular part of the county. And then I have some here on the north end. So kids can join their local club that's geographically close to them because they do attend meetings with that club. So yes. we like to keep them where they don't do a lot of travel. However, if there's a project that's in one part of the county that they really want to join, and that's the only opportunity for them, we allow them to travel and participate with that club as well. So they can go all over the county and participate in whatever projects we can get them into.
And just kids, not for adults. You aged out at 18, like
yes,
you said.
Yes, so we do have a Cloverbud program for kids 5 to 7, which is a non-competition. They can just get in and enjoy the benefits and learn about the program. And then 4-H kids can officially join the program when they're 8, and then they can participate through the age of 18.
Hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. What is more or less the mission of 4-H? What are you guys trying to accomplish?
Well, the mission statement is to make the best better. So we encourage leadership. We want them to gain life experience. So skills in public speaking and farm management and animal husbandry and things that are going to be life lessons for them as they grow up, whether they move on to farms or they move to a big city and get jobs. We want them to have that opportunity to learn those things, interview judging, and that kind of thing that's going to help them no matter what they do in life.
Yeah, and it requires some responsibility to do the
Absolutely.
Things that you're going to do in 4-H, animals, all those crafts,
It's a commitment, yes, yeah. and they are responsible for their animals and their projects, whether they're sewing or they're cooking, they're learning to do the different projects and show those at fair. So it is a responsibility, and they do learn a lot of things through that project.
It's a lot more than just farm related. It's whole life related. Really.
Exactly.
That's yeah. great.
Life experience.
That's cool. Julie, were you in 4-H?
No, I wasn't. Mm. I grew up 4-H on
and
the farm. Well, you say you were on a farm
yes.
as well.
So. Yes, I lived on a farm.
But
when
your
we were
dad
young.
Being the extension office.
Yeah.
Extension guy.
Agent. Yes.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of experience.
That's
with,
fun.
With all the kids.
And I was not in 4-H either. We had a family cabin and would be, you know, like little banshees running around the woods and picking berries and going fishing. We did things, but it wasn't 4-H. Uh-huh. We just weren't a 4-H family.
Yes, us either. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the fair now. Let's swing back to Taylor. And Taylor, give us the dates of the fair first.
Yeah, so the dates of the fair this year are August 12th through the 16th, so Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday will be a free family day, so attendees will not have to pay for parking.
And that's the only thing you pay for is parking.
That is correct. This year for parking, we switched it a little bit. So there is just 1 week-long pass, and that's $7. So there's no daily passes. We recommend buying those passes either at the beginning of fair week or just buying them early.
Oh, good. So,
yeah.
Good. No lines then to get in if you go multiple times.
Exactly.
Great.
Yep.
That's smart. Great deal, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be great.
Introduce the royalty and the honorary people, the best volunteer, and things like that for
us. Yeah. So this year, our outgoing fair royalty is Madison Earle. And we will have the 4-H fair royalty crowning on Tuesday of fair at 2 p.m. in the 4-H exhibit hall. And that's when our new royalty will be crowned. This year, our Miss Sandpoint Rodeo was Yessie Cisneros. She's done a beautiful job, lots of traveling. And she's just a joy. So that's been great. And then our Grand Marshal and Volunteer of the Year this year is Randy and Gail Curlis. So Randy and Gail have been involved in the fair since they got married in 1963. They've been a tremendous help every year, and they have brought exhibits because they have sheepdogs. And so, as we were you know, talking earlier, they've done fun little exhibits and demonstrations during the fair over the years. They are superintendents for some of our static departments, and they've just been a huge help. So we're really excited to honor them this year.
Married in 1963. I was born in 1964. They've been married, long, long time.
Yes, they are amazing. So, and then for our superintendents of the year, our static superintendent is Twyla Miller. So Twyla just, she helps wherever is needed. She is always giving us great creative ideas and bringing new things to the fair. And though she is just a superintendent of one department, she often hops around and helps others out and even helps the fair office staff out, which we appreciate greatly. And then lastly, we have our Livestock Superintendent of the Year, which is Rachel Marino. She is our poultry superintendent. She grew up involved in 4-H and just loving the fair. And so she brings great contributions to the fair. And once again, we're excited to honor her this year as well.
All lifetime volunteers.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I looked in the fair book. This is something you have to check out, everybody. I'm sure there's physical books everywhere,
yes,
as per usual, co-op or Superdrug or wherever.
Yep.
But also online.
Yes.
So you can find out everything that's happening online. And I just went into the daily topics, and we're going to go through each little topic that you have for every day. And it begins with animals and exhibits. My one question is it only 4-H members that can bring animals and exhibits?
No. So we also have open class. So anybody of any age who's not involved in 4-H is welcome to bring open class animals according to the departments.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about auction details. When does the auction happen?
Yeah. So, Gina, and you can hop in here too if you'd like, but it's Saturday, the 16th at 9 a.m.
So that's when it begins.
That's when it begins.
We'll have the auction for all of our market animals that go through the fair. So, we'll probably have approximately 140 animals between the beef and the swine. We have the turkeys and rabbits and poultry. So, lots of critters that'll go through that auction. We appreciate all of our sponsors and our buyers that come out and support our kids for that event.
Now, are some of those same animals judged during the judging, or are they different categories?
So all the 4-H animals that will go through the auction are market animals that are shown at the fair. So they all go through a fitting and showing class, and then the quality classes that they do will determine when they're eligible to be in the market, or in the auction. So, yeah, everybody that's in the auction will have shown at the fair.
Okay. And do the animals stay all week, or do they go home for a while? How does that work?
So our 4-H animals stay all week. We'll start bringing them in on Monday evening, and they will stay through Saturday through the auction. So they'll be on site all week long.
Are all the animals auctioned off, or are there some that go back home?
There are some that go back home. We have a lot of breeding projects that come into the fair. So all of those, the pet projects, all those will go back home with our kids. Mm-hmm. And it's not an official requirement that they sell their market animal. So some kids will opt for that. But most of the market kids will choose to sell an animal at the auction.
Boy, that's a little life lesson too, isn't
it?
Yes. Yes.
And the kids, a lot of times, will stay with their animals every night. Or do they have to stay with their
animals?
They're
required to stay on the fairgrounds with their animals, just to keep them watered and keep them clean and safe. So, yeah, we do ask that kids stay with their animals all week.
Fun.
Lots of camping.
Lots of camping. That's great. Next is fair attractions, entertainment, music lineup. Let's start with the live music there.
Yeah, so we are going to have, we have one big concert on Friday, but throughout the week, we are also having some daily concerts out at our Ed Brown Bandstand. Mm-hmm. Our sponsor for the bandstand this year is J.A. Sewell and Associates. So on Wednesday, we are going to have cast and crew out there. So they'll be performing intermittently because we'll have Circus Luminescence and Dan the Magic Man performing as well throughout the day. On Friday Affair, we will have Four Saxes performing, and then on Saturday Affair will be the Herndon Girls. And I don't know if you've heard them perform they were at sing.
Farmer's Market last year.
They're amazing. So we're really excited to have them as well. And then Friday Affair, we're going to have Wynn Williams. He's on his country therapy tour, and he'll be performing in the main arena. You can get tickets at BonnerCountyFair.com, or you can get them at the gate as well. So.
And that's an evening show.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that begins at 7 p.m. and gates open at 6 p.m. for that.
And you bring in a stage. Mm-hmm. It's in the arena, you can be on the arena, or you can be up in the grandstands.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah,
man, so it's a fun night. Nice venue. Yeah,
yeah.
What? Let's see. Oh, other entertainment. The little kids stuff. It looks like so much fun. Little Folks Horse Show.
Yes.
And they bring their actual horses there.
Yes. Yep. So they bring their actual horses. We have some really fun classes for that. Oh, and then, so my favorite is the costume contest of the Little Folks Horse Show. They really have some cute costumes they bring in. And they all get awards. And then we will also give a high point award just based off of which kid has placed the highest in each of the classes.
Well, that'll take a little work for those little kids. What are the ages for that?
So I believe this year we changed it up a little bit, but I believe it is 3 to 7. And then their parents obviously assist them.
Of course.
But it's very fun, very cute to come watch. So
I hope the 3-year-olds can be on a pony.
Yes.
They bring their own horse.
Yep.
Beard and mustache contest, mullet, best mullet contest.
Oh boy!
Ice cream and pie eating.
Julie, you could do a mullet. You could. You could.
I could. I thought about that. Shave all this.
There you go.
Let's talk about the static exhibits. Now, this is the home ec. What used to be known as the home ec.
Yes.
When do those things come into the fair?
So we started bringing our 4-H static projects in yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
So all of the non-perishable things were entered in yesterday with their record books. Our food projects and our gardening projects will come in next Monday, and so those will all be judged. Those are all on display to show off all of our fabulous projects in the 4-H exhibit hall, which is in the south wing of the main exhibit hall. So we invite everybody to come in and check out the kids. We have jewelry making projects. We have leather craft, sewing. There's cooking. We've had some cake decorating projects. Then we have the archery and the rifle projects. So lots of different things the kids have participated in this year. And then along those lines, we'll have a fashion show for our clothing and our jewelry making kids on Friday at 3:30 in the exhibit hall. So we'd like to invite everybody to come cheer on our kids and see all the projects that they've done for the year.
So they do that on that little stage inside
We actually have a red carpet that we put out for them, and they can just walk the red carpet. We have them judged, so it'll be fun. The kids like to participate in that, and so we invite everybody to come see that.
What day again?
That is on Friday at 3:30 in the exhibit hall.
And I've got a question about the judging. I understand. I have to assume you've got to have some area of knowledge in judging these various events, but how does a person get to be a food judge? That sounds like one of the best judging jobs.
Well, we do have lots of volunteers that put in their time for us. And so we've invited several volunteers, and we try to pair them up with a project they enjoy or they are knowledgeable about. So I have a couple gentlemen doing our archery and rifle. I have a lady that's been our cooking judge for several years. So she has a great job.
Mm-hmm. That is a great job.
Yes. So we appreciate all of our volunteers that do come in and help us out with our judging projects.
Yes, very much so. And for the livestock, those guys, same kind of thing, volunteers that are knowledgeable in breed confirmation and all that kind of thing.
Well, so for the judging for 4-H animals, we invite professional judges to come in. to judge those projects. So our projects will start showing on Tuesday morning. We start with the sheep and the goat. We have the rabbit and poultry projects showing on Tuesday, starting Tuesday. And then our beef projects come in and start showing on Wednesday. So they all have judges for each of those species. And we invite the public to come out and watch those shows and get to see the kids do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Julie, have you watched those before?
Yes, I have. Events? My nieces and nephew were in the fair.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun to watch those
My
kids.
Little niece had a cow calf, and she would walk out there with that big cow and the little calf, and I'd be like, oh, my God. She did great with it. They were really good.
It's really fun to see kids work with those animals.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Are there prizes? There are.
Yeah. So for open class static, which those entries begin this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for non-perishables, and then Monday from 8 a.m. to noon for perishables. So those will have special awards. Depends on what it is, but sometimes they'll get medals, plaques, special ribbons, and then we also do premium payouts for those awards as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, Carl, I have to mention, won the best of show, a huge pumpkin that we had to put in a wheelbarrow, and we wheelbarrowed it in, and the kids, as soon as they would come in that front door, they'd see that pumpkin, and they all went to it like it was a magnet.
Oh,
it was so cool.
Yes.
That was fun. That was the biggest pumpkin I think I've seen there. Whoa. Good job, Carl.
Yes.
Yep. Clap for Carl. Good job, Carl.
And now, what about going to the state fair? Are these kids... do they qualify for state fair, and do a lot of kids go?
Well, we don't necessarily have a state qualifier program for our kids.
Okay.
They can participate if they choose to do so, but we don't have any affiliation with that necessarily. So our fair is just Bonner County, and we enjoy having our kids participate there.
Is there a 4-H component at the state fair?
There is. They have their programs over there for the 4-H programs and the Cooney County kids and everything that show there. So
okay.
So, when I was looking at the history of our fair, I it was interesting that for the first 20 or 30 years, they would go to Chicago to the big fair. I guess it was the big fair if they won locally. So I thought, wow, a trip to Chicago.
That's big.
In the 20s and 30s and 40s. You know, it's almost 100 years old.
Right.
So there's a long history of the fair. Now on to our favorite part. What's your favorite part, Taylor?
So I love some of our food vendors are just amazing. But I'd have to say that my favorite part is just seeing the kids and the families come together and enjoy the fair. And I love seeing the kids' hard work pay off during our fair as well. So I love seeing the family aspect of our fair and people just slowing down and enjoying the wholesome aspects of our community.
Mm-hmm. And Gina, what is your favorite part?
Well, my favorite is actually watching the kids with their animals as they're going through their classes. That's what I did as a kid. That was my favorite part growing up and doing my projects. And so they put a lot of effort and they put so much hard work into this, and they get to be out in the ring for a certain amount of time and show off their effort and display their lambs and their beef. So I really enjoy watching them do that and participate that way.
I thought each of you might say when it's over. It's like it's your biggest thing of the year.
Sunday.
When we rest.
I did purposely put that right before the food because, of course, it's the elephant ears. It's
yes.
My perfect. But I like that people slow down and the kids have the run of the place.
Yeah.
You know, there they go. The kids are running all over, and that is so natural and just really wholesome.
Yes.
It's good to see.
Yes, for sure.
Any good, special, different food vendors or all the same kind of vendors?
So we do have some new vendors coming in this year, but one of my favorite returning vendors is Rodeo Dogs. I don't know what she does, but she makes the best pulled pork nachos, and so that's what I look forward to.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have great Huckleberry ice cream at our Kiwanis stand as well, so...
Wow, those are two good recommendations. I might have to be sure to get both of them.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
The 4-H food booth is also available this year.
That's
so
right.
We always try to support our kids. They raise money for scholarships and things to support the kids throughout the year. So that's a good thing for them to support those
kids. And what kinds of foods do those kids fix or the 4-H folks?
They do hamburgers and hot dogs. We have a grand champion hamburger, and then they have a junior burger and intermediate dog. And so there's lots of different things they can try through that booth. So
yeah, who doesn't want a good burger or a hot dog?
Yeah, they're always yes. good. Those burgers and dogs. We always support the 4-H. First, that's the first place we go. But then, you know, yeah. it's a long day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girls get hungry.
Yes.
What about sponsors? Is there anyone that we need to mention, or should we just mention them all, Taylor?
We appreciate the support of our sponsors so much. We have almost 60 sponsors this year, and they are a tremendous help to us. And that's not counting all of the people who support the 4-H market animal sale as well. And they truthfully make our world go round. I do want to just give out a shout out to Northwest Ford Dealers, H&S Unlimited, and then J.W. Halling, especially because he free of charge regraded our entire main parking lot, regraded our arena. He hauled some eco blocks in for our demo derby this year. All obviously takes heavy machinery and lots of time and work, and we very much appreciate
him as well. Wow, that's a big savings for the fair. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you've driven in that parking lot when it hasn't been graded, yes, then you can get pretty rutted. So what a nice thing
for
him to do.
That is so nice.
Yes, we had a small lake starting. So yeah. We stock it with fish or have him come in. So.
How nice. Well, Julie, we've been going a while. Should we take a little song break?
I think that's
then
a great
come
idea.
Back? All right. Well, you picked a great song, and here it comes, folks. We don't get Mel Torme just every day, but he's got a county fair song. Let's hear it, folks. If you're just joining us, this is KRFY, listener-supported radio for the Idaho Panhandle. I'm Julie Calamine, and I'm here with Julie Purchinski, two of your Tuesday morning co-hosts, and we're joined this morning by the folks from the Bonner County Fair, and it is Taylor Hill and Gina Gibson. We'll be back with more after the song break. Whoa, well, if you weren't woken up yet, you will be now. Good morning, listeners. Here we are at KRFY, Community Supported Radio for the Idaho Panhandle. We're back here on the Tuesday morning show, Julie P. and Julie K., and we're here with Taylor and Gina, and we're talking about all things fair with some focus on 4-H because, of course, we are garden life, and 4-H does an awful lot with gardens and animals and all things that we talk about.
That's right. So we'll go back to the 4-H exhibits and the flowers and the fruit and vegetables. So they get ribbons. The best ones get ribbons, and they're already set up that way when the fair opens.
Yes. So our judging will take place this week.
Okay.
Projects were entered yesterday.
Okay.
So our judges will come in, and they are awarded ribbons, red, white, blue ribbons for their project. And then we do have the top projects in each category. So there's a top model for our fashion show and a top clothing project. So they'll receive awards. Our 4-H awards ceremony is Saturday afternoon at 4:00 after the auction. So we invite all of our kids to come back for that awards ceremony on Saturday.
Do your superintendents for each division decide what is going to be in the division, or is that already set up? Like, say, the largest zucchini. I mean, is that something the produce person can decide?
The produce is more of an open class thing. For the 4-H side, we have particular projects. So we do have a gardening project, and we have a floriculture. So they'll bring in those projects for judging with the 4-H program, but the open class has the produce more so.
Yes, nice. Yep. And so all of our superintendents, they pretty much just go out of our fair book.
Okay, everything's in there.
And so, yep, everything's broken down. Sometimes people bring things in that aren't necessarily listed. And so we do have that option for other. And so we welcome anything, you know, that can be entered into the fair, and we'll make it work. And our superintendents are great and help us a lot. So
I like those vegetable building displays where the kids take the zucchini and put cucumber slices on it for wheels, and it's a little truck, and that's pretty cool.
It is, yeah.
Now, would that be a 4-H project, or is that just an open fair project, those building projects?
I think that it would just probably go in our open class. Okay. I don't know if Gina, do you have anything like that?
We don't have a lot of produce in the 4-H program right now, so
okay.
We stick more to the cake decorating and the cooking projects for the
For the kids.
Food items, yeah.
What the kids are interested in, yeah. I suppose. Yeah. Yes, each group decides kind of what they're interested in. And it's just gardening in the 4-H project, so it'll be a complete program. It wouldn't be just one piece. It'd be gardening or floral.
Yes. So, so those are both new projects for us this year. So I'm excited to see what they can bring to fair for those projects. But, yeah, that's a year-long thing. They get involved in and do a year-long program. So we'll have some fun things at fair this year.
And will they bring produce, or do they bring like what does that look like? What will they be bringing?
Well, so for our floriculture, I know our volunteer for that club was very excited about dahlias. So I'm envisioning that we're going to get some pretty dahlias at the fair this year for our 4-H kids. So that's exciting to see what they've been doing throughout the year. For our gardening, I'm not exactly sure what they've been focusing on. So they have lots of options to study and plant gardens with those kids. So I'm excited to see what they're going to bring.
All right. Well, that'll be a surprise for us all.
Yes,
to check it out.
And each time the 4-H kids do a project like that, do they have to write up that little essay about what they did, how they did it, keeping tracking it?
And yes. So each 4-H project, part of the requirement is they do a record book.
Okay.
And so the record book is the history of their project from beginning to end. So they'll tell us about their story and what they learned through their project. They provide pictures. They're allowed to put in lots of different things about the project. So when those are judged, the judge kind of gets a history of what their project and what they learned throughout the year.
It's wonderful for young children to have some experience in report writing before they have to do it, for example, in high school. That's another great way to show and learn some responsibility and just really grow as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how important it is to keep records.
Exactly.
Especially with animals and plants. And
Yep.
Oh, boy, do we know that, Julie, in the garden.
I haven't learned it yet. I should have been in 4-H. Back to Gina. Gina, we never talked about the theme.
Yes. Yep. So it is truckloads of fun this year. So we put out a little poll on social media and then our fair board made the final decision. But we went with truckloads of fun and we're having lots of fun with that so far. So,
you do a really nice job with the design and the hall in there is really fun. Is that already set up and ready to go?
So it is mostly set up and ready to go. We put all of the big walls up that are in the middle that hold our static exhibits. And then we had a volunteer day on July 26th, and we had almost 30 4-H'ers show up, and they helped us tremendously. So what we do is we staple burlap up on the walls as a background, and then we staple additional decorations up behind on top of that burlap. The 4-H'ers also cleaned the food booths up for us. They set up the holly barn, cleaned up some stuff around the grounds, and we were very thankful for them coming in. So the main exhibit building is pretty much ready to go. I think we just have another hour or two of work to do in there. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Many hands make small work or something like that.
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay, the theme, we got through that. So Gina, tell us about joining a 4-H club. How do you become a member?
So our 4-H year runs October 1st through September 30th. So it's a year-long program. And kids can get involved. If they want to reach out to us, if they're first-year members, just reach out to our office. We'll get them set up with a club that's close to them, that offers the projects they like. We have lots of different clubs that offer all the things. So we encourage kids to get out there and try some new things. We're more than just farm animals. So lots of clothing and fun projects. We have small engines and we do the archery and the rifle. So they just need to reach out to us and we can get them hooked up with a program.
Tell us the details about reaching you at the extension office.
So they can call our office. We're Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. So just give us a call. We can get them set up. They can email us at the office. They can pop in anytime. We're there year round. So we'd love to get involved and have them joining clubs and making new friends with all of our 4-H kids.
That's great. Will you be there at the fair with information about joining clubs?
So our office is not officially open during fair week because we're out and about. But we do have a temporary office set up in the 4-H exhibit hall. We have a white tent set up in there with we'll have a volunteer in there during the fair. So any questions we can answer, just go into our 4-H hall. We'll have some flyers about joining, so kids that are interested for the next season will have information for them, but we can answer questions and get them started, and hopefully we can help them out that way.
Great. Great. That's wonderful.
I have a question about the 4-H kids. Are these, do these turn into lifelong friendships? When you, is there enough interaction that kids really kind of make lifelong friends? What's your experience with that?
Well, you know, I do believe that is true. A lot of these kids, you know, they grow up here. Most of our kids are local, and so they know each other just from school and sports. And but 4-H is an additional activity. And I know in my own personal, I'm still friends with kids that I grew up in the 4-H program. So I believe it is a lifelong thing, and that's important for kids to have that camaraderie and that friendship. And so learning that through the program is a good thing, too.
Meeting once a month, usually?
You know, clubs have their own schedules. Mm-hmm. I have clubs that, like our horse projects, they meet several times a month because they do riding projects. But I have other clubs that meet once a month. So, yeah, it just depends on the club and the project and what they can schedule with their kids.
Neat. All right. Same back to you, Taylor. Give us details on how to get a hold of you. If anybody wants to volunteer, do you still need volunteers? Those kind of things.
Yeah. So people can contact us through the fair office. They can either call the fair office. They can come in. I will say that over the next week and a half, because of how busy we are, we may not be in the office. Email works great as well. For volunteer tasks, we have a few coming up, especially with our nightly events. So we would love to have volunteers to scan tickets for nightly events as people are coming through the gates, helping us clean up the grandstands the morning after our large nightly events. And then just kind of doing, you know, ground maintenance in terms of just, you know, picking up trash and stuff like that. We also would love to have some info booth volunteers to have that staffed, which helps when we're not able to be in the fair office. If that info booth is staffed, then people can go there for all the information that they need throughout the days of the fair.
And the phone number out there?
So it is 208-263-8414.
Okay. And it's at the Bonner County Fair grounds. And yep. It's got a wonderful website. You got to check that out. And the fair book is on the website, as I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, most of us know where the fairgrounds are, but for those who don't.
Yeah. So it is located at 4203 North Boyer. So if you take after you go straight through the roundabout off of Schweitzer Cutoff, you take your first right, and then you'll see a little park to your left and turn left right there. We have a big sign that says Bonner County Fairgrounds. You can't miss it. So
is the north end of Boyer still closed? So you have to come in that way.
Yep. So you have to come in that way. We do have some signs up, and we're trying to put it out on social media. Just, you know, the one point of access. Mm-hmm. So
great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I got to tell you, the 4-H and the county fair make me optimistic about our community's future, because after 98 years, our fair organization, despite all the changes in our society, continues to focus on our youth, because they are our future. And I just think that you gals are doing a great job. Thanks so much for being part of it and bringing it to all of us to enjoy.
I have to second that. It's just a great family event, and it does give you a little hope for the future.
Yes, it does. Any parting comments from you two, or anything you want to add?
We invite all the public to come out and support the kids, come see all their projects and enjoy their hard work, and come eat some great food and have a great time with your families.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I second what Gina said, and we thank you so much for having us today, and we're really looking forward to seeing everybody next week.
It looks like it's going to be a cool week, so it should be very nice.
I know. Fair time. Well, after that comes fall, so enjoy that last little bit of summer, everybody. Get out and get your summer fun in and get to the fair.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a song break and let these ladies get on with their days. And then I think Julie and I will be back with some upcoming events.
And sounds good.
And here comes Jimmy Buffett, growing older, but not up.